Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf samaches Baba Basra 168. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing ways to make sure that we can properly identify the people listed in the contract in order to make sure that the contract is accurate. And so the Gemara tells us a story about this. Ahutavra, there was a receipt that stated that the payment for a ketubah was paid to this woman, and she had already received the money, and so therefore she couldn't make the claim again. And one of the witnesses on this receipt that the ketubah was paid was Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. However, the woman who was supposed to have received this money, she claimed it wasn't her. She never got the money. She claimed it was a different person who had the same exact name as her, who came before Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, and that's why he signed the document. And she comes before him. She says, "That's not me. I never came before you. I never received the ksuba. It was somebody else." And Rav Yirmiya bar Abba said, "You know what? I also said that I didn't think that this was this woman. I said, that doesn't look like her. But the witnesses who were testifying that that was the woman, they said, no, it really is her. They said, you know what? She just grew older, her voice got a little deeper, but it's the same woman. And so now Rav Yirmiya bar Abba wants to recant his testimony, because he had first signed and said it's the same woman. But now he wants to change his mind and say it's actually not the same woman. So comes along Abaye, and Abaye says, even though we have a principle, which the Gemara is going to say in Shavuos 32a, that we learn, that once a witness testifies, he's not allowed to change his testimony. In this case, it's different. The reason why it's different is because Rav Yirmiya bar Abba was a Torah scholar. We have a principle that the Torah scholars, it's not their manner to normally check too closely when they need to recognize and identify women. And so since he would be reluctant to look too closely and identify this woman, so therefore we're going to say he made a mistake the first time. He didn't really look closely enough, and so therefore he's not recanting his testimony, he's just clarifying it. And so therefore it would be permitted. And indeed, the Abaye moves from here. Abaye tells us a general principle when it relates to Torah scholars betrothing their wife. Says Abaye, because we know that Torah scholars should not look too closely at women, or do not look too closely at women, Abaye says, "Hai tzorba me rabbanan." If we have a young Torah scholar, da azala kadusha isisa, and he's going to betroth his wife, so nidbar ama aretz bade, he should bring as an interlocutor an ama aretz, a non-Torah scholar should come along with him to do his negotiations. Why? Because we're concerned. Dilma machlefu lamine. Maybe because he's not going to look so closely at this woman, maybe they're going to switch the woman who he intends to betroth with a different woman. And so therefore, since out of his modesty he's not going to be looking too closely, he's going to end up with the wrong wife. And so therefore, Abaye says, the Torah scholar who's naive in these areas should bring an Am Aretz, a non-Torah scholar, with him when he comes to the Shidduch negotiations to negotiate for himself a bride. This is what our Gemara says, and indeed the Rambam in Isurei Bia, chapter 21, Halacha Gimel, says it is permitted, mutar l'stakel b'pnei pnuya, you're allowed to look at the face of an unmarried woman and to investigate whether or not she's ever been married or not, but you're allowed to look at her and to investigate whether or not you want to marry her, to see if this is indeed the woman I want to marry. So of course you're allowed to look at the woman in advance. And the Rambam writes, not only is there no prohibition to look at this woman, so not only that, you're supposed to do that. That's the proper way to find your wife, by looking at her face and deciding if this you think is a good match for you. That is what Rambam writes. The Ravid, however, challenges the Rambam on the basis of our sugya, because he says, you see from here that a Torah scholar is supposed to bring an Am Haaretz because the Torah scholar didn't look too closely. So doesn't this argue against Rambam's position that it's appropriate to look into the face of the person to decide whether or not you want to marry this person? And so the Ravid challenges the Rambam, but the Magid Mishra says, no, it's just the opposite. Our sugya proves the Rambam is correct, because if it would be prohibited to look into the face of the woman before you're deciding, if before the man is deciding if he wants to marry the woman, then indeed the Torah scholar would not have asked the non-Torah scholar to look on his behalf. So we see from here that it's of course the proper thing to do. It's just that the Torah scholar is not experienced in this area, and so therefore, since he's naive and inexperienced, he's going to make a mistake, or we're concerned about that, and so therefore he should bring somebody who's more well schooled in the ways of the world to be his advisor on this topic. That's how the Magen Mishnah understands our Gemara. Indeed, the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein discusses in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph that even though that we should be concerned, perhaps, that the non-Torah scholar is going to be looking at this woman, and maybe he's going to be looking not for the intent of a marriage, but for the intent of just trying to benefit from gazing at a beautiful person. So even though that's a concern, nevertheless, the Igros Moshe writes that since she's an unmarried person, and so therefore it's not prohibited, and even if his intent is to derive pleasure from being able to just talk to a beautiful person, even though that's his intent, nevertheless, it would be permitted. And because we say that it's impossible to be engaging in these types of discussions without getting some benefit on some level by talking to a person who is attractive. And so therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that that's the proper thing to do, and Rambam rules that that's the proper thing to do, and the Magen Mishnah rules that that's the proper thing to do. And so therefore, Judaism never was a culture that said you're not allowed to look at the face of a beautiful person if your intent is to try and figure out if this is the person to marry.